whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 259. Today is Saturday, April 17, 2021. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week as my co-host is Fair. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you. Oh, good evening to you. Good afternoon, actually.
Afternoon, yes.
Yes, afternoon for you. How you doing?
4 p.m.
Okay.
I'm doing good.
You're doing good? Well, thank you. Thank you for coming and saying hi with us and the chat room again. I do appreciate it.
So, of course.
And it's good to catch up. It does seem like I don't talk to you often. I know it is, but sometimes it's like, oh, it's Fair. It's good. I feel like that with all of you guys that come help. It's like, oh, it's so good to catch up again. So thank you for helping me this week. What I thought we'd have a chat about this week would be about tips that we use on a challenge stream, because we haven't done that in a little while, and we've had the expansion come out. And sometimes those things change the way that we've, you know, the way we've known to be playing over the last couple of years with BFA and previous, you know, from Legion and all of that kind of stuff. And then we get to the new expansion, and sometimes, because there's been so many massive changes for us, some of those tips that we have developed over years, all of a sudden, we have to change them. So it's good to have a little bit of a refresher. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But I didn't say good morning to the chat room. Hi, guys. Everyone's in the chat room. Let's say good morning. Fair, let's see. Who have we got? Chris is there. Good morning, sweetie. Nisi, Stir's there. Rud's there. Matter's, I think Matter's there lurking. Hi, Matter. Thank you, everyone, for popping in and saying hi. Yeah, welcome. All right, so let me have a swig of coffee, because as we all know,
coffee is my blood.
More at the moment, more so than anything else. I am living on coffee. It's great. So what I want to start off for you, tips. Playing a challenge tune, what do you go with? I mean, let me start. My top tip, rule number one, leader's rule number one. And if you don't know this, then something's wrong, but everyone knows, leader's rule number one is you do not play when you're tired. I've lost 3 toots. When I'm tired, because I broke my rule and I was very, very naughty. So that's my, yep. That's my top rule. My top tip is, you know, no playing sleepy. Yes, Chris, no playing sleepy, no playing when you're tired, because I have been known to just conk out and drown. I think I drowned one, ran into something. I can't remember the third one. No running around in circles. Yes, I think I didn't lose that turn though. My hand got stuck on the button as I fell asleep. I think that's the one stone.
That was classic, yes.
Yeah, that was, I think that was for a contest. I think that was the start of a contest. I didn't kill that turn off then. I just was running around in circles. And thankfully, the mobs that were there were all yellow. So, you know.
Lucky.
Yeah. So, okay, Fair. Hit me with it. What tips have you got to share with everyone?
I have to agree. That is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping keep a monitor on your tiredness levels. I haven't actually run into any mobs by falling asleep, but mm-hmm. I fall asleep on flight paths.
Yep.
So I make sure that the flight paths I'm going to land in safe places.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, I get drifty. I play in the middle of the night on pacifist because less people around for prox kills. It can get a little sleepy. So, yeah, mm-hmm. keep an eye on that.
Yes.
The other thing I have to keep an eye on is my latency. This has changed. It's constant in every expansion. You never know when you're going to get it. I had some DCs yesterday.
Oh, okay.
High latency. It just spiked.
Yeah.
I was in a safe place, but if something seems weird on your screen, check your latency.
Yeah.
I had all the NPCs disappear yesterday in Grizzly Hills. Where did the flight master go? I thought maybe the horde had killed him or something.
Yeah.
But no, nobody was there. So, okay. Wow. There's a problem here.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay. All right. I think that's
a big cause of death for me.
Yes. Exactly. And you know what? As we know, and we have seen it time and time again over the years, that, you know, people pop up in Discord, on Twitter, you know, and it'd just be like, I just DC'd and lost my tune. Like, it happens. We know that it does happen, and it's a horrible feeling. I think I've only ever lost one tune to a DC. That was a long time ago, but it's never a nice
thing. Yeah, I've lost a few.
Yeah. Yes.
When I go back in after I get DC'd, I make sure I have my mouse hand hovering over whatever rescue button I would use, if it's instant flight form for a druid or my glider button, because I might need to hit it.
Yeah.
It seems to always happen when I'm flying.
Yeah. As he said, try 15 in 1 year. So, as he lost 15 to DC.
That's a record,
I think that was 2018? 19? As he? That's when he... That was the bad... I mean, Australian internet is fantastic. Yeah, so, anyway. Sorry about all those. As he, that's 15. That's rough. 2019. Okay, it was 2 years ago. Yeah. Alrighty, fair. What else? What other tips have we got to tell everyone?
Probably in the general category would be to maintain your situational awareness. Know where you are and what the other creatures do in that area. It's easier to do when you're in an area you've played before a lot, and you know the patrols, you know the pathing patterns. If it's a new area, take a moment and watch before you jump in and kill things.
Yep.
Or maybe scout it out if you need to. Just specific, I stay out of caves. I don't care how situationally aware I am in a cave, it's not a good place.
Yeah.
There's no need to go there anymore. Caves, mines, all that stuff. There are so many places to quest between 1 and 50 that you don't need to go into those deep, dark, creepy type places.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
No, that's true. And again, we have seen over the years some, it can be tight and respawns can be quick, and you can get yourself stuck in a corner, and all of a sudden, you've got mobs around you, your hearth might not be up, like all sorts of things. So it's
and if you go in and it's empty and you didn't be the one to empty it out, don't do it, because they're coming back. Somebody just cleared the place.
Yes No, that's a really good one. And I think, like you said, the way that Shadowlands is now, we can be so picky choosy with what quests that we've got to do. So if you've got a little bit of doubt about a quest, or about an area, then leave it. Because there is so many other
just
places
go somewhere else, yeah.
You can go to. Exactly, exactly. All right, what else have we got?
This kind of became newly important, I guess, with Shadowlands, but it was also true in other zones. Don't click on random items. Just because it sparkles doesn't mean you should click on it.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a chest and innocuous and good, but it also might be something that gives you a buff. Those little guys in Bastion who runs around with trays of drink and potions and stuff. Yeah, you don't want to go clicking on things. Other random items might explode or spawn something. I just don't click on shinies, unfortunately. As tempting as it is.
Yes. No, that's exactly right. Stir says, don't click on Vanessa Van Cleef. Stir.
Also, speaking from experience, I'm sure.
Jeez.
So.
Execute says, even standing in the water in Bastion gets you a buff. Exactly. The longer you stand in it, it gives you up to 5 stacks of the buff. So.
Oh, yeah, I found that out fishing. That was so weird.
Yes, yes. I mean, it's nice to have on a normal tune, not on a challenge tune. So, yeah. That's definitely one to go for. Nisi says, show title, deep, dark, and creepy. And says, missing mobs should always be cause for slamming in the brakes and a time for updating your awareness. Did someone come through and clear the area out? Yep. Are you about to land in the middle of respawns? Are you about to DC due to latency? Exactly, which is what we were saying. Yeah. Execute says, come to Bastion. We have buff water. That's true.
Bathe in buff water.
Yes. Yes, exactly that. All right. So I think, you know, again, these are tips that, you know, we all as challenge players use to a degree. So I think most of us would be using these ones. So what else do we have?
Well, it kind of was referred to, but when in doubt, scout it out.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure, and definitely in Shadowlands, see a world quest, you go, oh, that's shiny, let's try it. Let's try it on a scout first, please.
Mm-hmm. And you've been a huge advocate, as many of our, you know, veterans do, go scouting. It's saved you, I'm gonna say, what, countless times, things that
many
you found
times,
out.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So if you don't know an area, if you're not sure, then take something. Like, find a tune that's similar level so you can go and test it. Or similar class if you don't have the same thing. Because obviously taking a, you know, taking a warrior versus taking a hunter is different because you've got melee versus, you know, ranged. But if that's all you've got, well, take it over and see how things do look to give you at least a fair idea of, you know, that area, the quest line, what's going to happen. Mind you, I think, now was it, I'm just trying to think, was it Zaya? Or Stir that did scout something out, seemed okay, or was it you? Then went on the normal tune and something happened that was different to when they scouted it.
I don't think that was me.
No, might have been, maybe that was Zaya. Something that...
It's certainly possible. Mm.
That was Stir? Okay. Alright, I know that there was like, went scouted, everything went fine, and then they went over RNG to the mob, right? Yeah. And again, you know, if a mob's got RNG, we can't control that. If we could, we'd all get those mounts first roll. But anyway.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah. All the pets. Or, you know, all those pretty shinies that we've been trying for, you know, 10 plus years to get. Anyway, let it go, leader. Let it go. So scouting is a huge help. It might take you, you know, 30 minutes to do it, an hour to do it, whatever. If it keeps your tune, your challenge tune safe by being able to do that, then why not? Why not do it? All right. Oh, as he says, yeah, scouting doesn't help with stupid. And that's true. That is true. You know, there's no help when, you know, people do stupid things.
And you can't control the other people around you either.
Yeah. Stur says, over the years, I've learned to let Azzy and Zaya be my scouts. You know, this is why we share information. It's good to have so many people playing and finding all those little tricky things. So we do appreciate it.
Okay. We let Sir be our authority when it comes to Vanessa. So.
Mm-hmm.
He could try out those things with her.
I think he would have volunteered for, you know, like, pick me. No, it's like, I'll do it.
Yeah, really.
Yes. All right. What else have we got?
Kind of, we touched on something like this with RNG in a fight or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if a fight isn't going very well, you got a bad feeling about it, you get ads, maybe the boss shows up with an ability you weren't expecting. Mm-hmm. But in general, you're not feeling good about it. Bail when you can.
Yeah.
If you have any ability to break combat, use it before it's too late. I mean, don't sit there and tell yourself, it'll be okay. I've got this. Well, you might or you might not have this. Mm-hmm. I think we've all done that.
I was going to say, I think 99.9% of my early deaths was that old adage of trying to shake. You're on a normal tune. You're not with a challenge tune. So you can't just be like, oh, well, I'll stand here and fight, and if I die, you know, I can res and try it again. On a challenge tune, there is no second chance. So, you know, if you've got to run away, get yourself out of combat, even if it's just to come back so you can approach it, you know, approach the fight or approach the mob in a different, you know, because you might have come straight in to the mob, and that's not the way to do it. Maybe you needed to come, you know, from a different angle.
Exactly.
Or whichever. So sometimes it's better just to abort, have a look at the situation again, and then if you deem, okay, let's try it again, off you go. But yeah, if you find that they're hitting hard, I can think prime example of the time when I didn't scout it was my hunter, my bloodthirsty hunter back, was it last year? I was over in Northrend in Storm Peaks, and I haven't seen this rare had popped up. It's the mechanical gnome in Storm Peaks near where the rhinos are and the blue drake, you know, the blue drakes flying around. Durky, thank you. And I was like, yep, I looked at the health and I thought, no, I've got the hunter, I've got my pet, you know, I've got this. And it was one of those things that I sent the pet in, he two-shot the pet, and by the time I was not expecting that, then he came for me and one-shot me. And it happened so fast that I just sat there going, huh, right, I should have scouted that one. Right. I wasn't expecting. And it was like,
yeah, oh. Sad.
So yeah, and yet I've, you know, over the years I've killed that on leader and not had a problem. And of course, leader being a normal tune, of course not. But on the blood, it just was nasty. So yeah, definitely have to know your fights, know to get out if you can. I didn't even have time to feign. Like, it just happened that quick. Yeah. It was like, ah. And yes, sometimes the rares aren't worth it, especially when you start getting higher. Definitely for bloodthirsties. Yes, I learned that the very hard way. Mind you, there is a couple over in Northrend that is still good, but even now, it's a little bit like, depends on what class I'm on as to if it'd be okay. Stir says, if your spidery senses tingle, pay attention to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for
very
sure.
True. If your gut's saying, maybe I shouldn't try this? Yeah.
And then maybe you shouldn't try this, right?
Yeah, that's also me. If I think, should I? No, I'll try it. Then that is normally what happens. And then I sit there and then I'm probably more cranky with myself because I shouldn't listen to my gut. And I didn't. All right. So that's about the fight. So, you know, if you need to abort it, run. 9 times out of 10, mobs do leash. We have found a couple that don't. So, you know, it's one of those things. If you just try and get out of combat as best you can. All right, what
yeah,
else?
If you need to bubble hearts, do it.
Yeah, if, like, pull out whatever trick that you need to get out of combat within the rules, obviously. But, you know, if you need to go, then, you know, get yourself out of the situation. And I think also another good thing, I'm not sure if we mentioned, I know over the time we've had quite a few people, especially with the veterans, saying, you know, when you're going into an area, have a way to get in and make sure you've got a way to get out. That if things turn to the oh shit moment where you're like, have a backup plan that you can escape as best you can too. So it's always handy. So
yeah, that becomes important once you get the ability to fly. You can fly in right to where you want to kill something and skip over all the trash in between the road and that guy.
Yes.
That doesn't help you when you need to get out. All the trash mobs are still there.
That's right.
And you need to escape.
Because as soon as you're in combat,
keep it in mind.
you cannot mount. So if you've pulled combat because something's respawned and you're like, everything's respawning, I can't get on my mount, I've got no feign death, I've got no anything, it can be quite gruesome to see. So escape plan is a must. Absolutely. Mount in combat, can't mount. I know. It's one of, and the same, hopping on a flight path. I don't know why they changed it. It really irks me because you used to be able to. Remember? A long time ago. You used to be able to run, click on the flight path, and take off. Now, you can't do it. So you.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah. So you can't even, you know, like, escape to a town, still be in combat if something doesn't leash, and you go to click the flight path, and he's like, no, you're in combat. No, you're in combat. No, you're in combat. And you're like, eh. So, it's...
Well, that's annoying.
It is. I don't know why they changed that, because it was, you know, one of the things, not that I've used it a lot. Well, I think I mostly used it back in the days when I was on PvP server. So sometimes it was a matter of just run, get to the flight path, and get the hell out of whatever town, you know, Alliance was attacking that you happened to land into and be dead, and then was like, oh, so yeah. It's one of those. Okay, so what have I got? Nisi says, I try to kill stuff on the outer edges so I don't end up surrounded by mobs if I can help it. Yep, that's a good idea.
Yeah, good idea.
Stir says, if real life calls, always park toon, hearth in an inn, log. How many times have we returned and your toon is chatting it up with Zortz's girlfriend, the spirit healer? Yeah. It's... You know, it's one of those big things. Even if I can't get back to an inn, I know I will try and find some, you know, some spot that is, that I can see that's relatively, look, is safe, that's away from mobs, and just log out. However, I have had it once where I logged, and as it was doing, you know, that 20-second countdown, I've walked away from the computer, done what I needed to get done for the family or whatever it was, come back, and I'm not logged out, my toon is dead. This was not a challenge toon, this was a normal toon, but still, my toon was dead, and I'm sitting there going, hang on, what happened? I logged out. And then I'm like, no, you didn't, because the toons hit me and it's like it didn't go, like I didn't log out, it's, I thought I had logged out, I walked away, something's padded right in my way and I ended up dead. So
ouch.
That, yeah, so thankfully it wasn't a challenge soon, but it was like, now I wait for that you know 20 that countdown to make sure, right, loading screens there, walk away from the computer, make sure that we're okay. Chris says, avoid the inn in Maldraxxus. Yes, if you're in Shadowlands, definitely Maldraxxus has got a lot of AoE stuff from the zone or from the arenary thing. Not a good place to leave yourself parked, like log out, absolutely. Okay, all right, thank you chat room too, all the great tips that we're getting. It's good to go over them, because I mean we all have so many, which is great. Okay, fair, what else have you got for me?
Well, not all quests or zones or named or rare mobs are for everybody. Mm-hmm. I don't like fighting casters or ranged attackers on my druids because rooting is ineffective mm-hmm. against a caster.
Yes.
On the other hand, but my rogue doesn't care. He'll go kick him. Not a problem. Shut up, caster. Right? So just be mindful of what tune you're on, mm-hmm. what skills you have, and skip those mobs if you can. If there's mobs that are a pack of mobs and some are casters and some are melee, pick the ones you want if you can.
Yeah.
Avoid the ones you don't, stay around the edges, as Nisi says, and pick them off.
Yeah.
Wait for them to respawn. But yeah, there's really no need to pick a zone that's really unfriendly to your class. Just go somewhere else.
True, yeah. Very true. And I think the other thing is, no, the thought, it was there, it's gone. Just like that. What was I going to say? Something to the effect of that, you know, there are so many mobs around. And again, just because, you know, if you got the ability, like, say, as a rogue, say you come up against two mobs, one's a caster, one's a melee, you can always, you know, sap and kill and take the chance that, you know, making sure that you don't aggro the one that you've sapped or all of that kind of stuff. Or just find a place that has got, you know, mobs that are... And there's lots around. you know, that have got decent enough if you're doing, especially if you're doing bloodthirsty, or even as an iron, if you need to find an area that will just give you, you know, like some fairly, not simple quest, but, you know, something that's where the mobs are a little bit more sparsely, is always a good thing to do. Yeah, Nisi says, yeah, I'll wait the 6 minutes for a mob to respawn if it's in a safer spot for me to kill. Sometimes, that's what I was going to say. I knew it would come back to me. The name of the game is patience, really, for a challenge too, don't you think? Like, there's a lot.
Yeah, for sure, it is.
As much as we can all, you know, you can rush and go through and just take your chance on, for a lot of us, part of that is, I guess, you know, is this mental part of being able to look at, right, is this the right way? Which is, you know, is this path going to be a better one for me, for my tune? Because when we lose a tune, we know how devastating, upsetting it can be. So sometimes it's just a matter of using, you know, that the old adage of patience is a virtue, and that can save us at times.
Yeah, I mean, that 6 minutes that you wait is a lot less time than re-rolling your tune and leveling up again.
Yeah, very true. Rud says, put a marker on a mob, even in a house you can see through the walls and see the mob. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, large nameplates. I have them on every single character I possibly can, so I can clearly see where things are. But, you know, and it's good. Markers are great for if you're not sure where things pat, you know, and sometimes it's just a matter of sitting, watching what's going on, and just watch that little, you know, little skull or little purple diamond, you know, walking its path to get an idea of what's going on.
I do that with the stealth demons in Desolus. There's a dig site with a bunch of stealth demons pathing around. I can see, if I catch a glimpse of them, I just stick a mark on.
Yeah.
I wind up with 4 or 5 marker guys running around and just avoid them.
And they're nasty.
Yeah, they're not fun.
Oh, they hit and hurt a lot. So, yes. So, yeah, Ravenhill in particular, Rod mentions, yes. Ravenhill is a definite place to be very wary of. Don't go into the house near the flight paths. Don't go into those. But, yeah. So, yeah. Now, I think, was there one more archaeology?
Yeah, I obviously can't give a list of tips without giving my archaeology tip of the day.
Yes.
I've given before, but
yeah,
maybe there's people new to doing archaeology. Mm-hmm. Use the terrain to your advantage when you're prospecting. You don't have to land in the middle of a bunch of trolls. You can stand on the wall nearby them and do your prospecting and see which direction you have to go before you go down and jump into those trolls. So use the terrain to your advantage.
Yes.
I think not everybody has always known that, and it's a good thing to remember. I still do it.
One of the best tips I ever heard you give, because I utilize that so much with leveling my first pacifist, and you know, I didn't even think about it up until when you mentioned it. And now I'm always utilizing it, well, especially for the passies. But, you know, it just makes life easier when you think, okay, well, the dig spot's here, but wait, you know, there's a little tree or there's a little statue or there's something and there's mobs. Well, I can hop up here and I can still, you know, I can still dig and give myself area to be able to see what's going on. So best tip for archaeology ever, I have to say. So, yes.
Good. I'm glad it helps.
Yes, most definitely. Alrighty. Well, that is... So thank you, Fair, for going through your tips. And thank you, chat room, for contributing to things that you use as well. It's good to have a refresher and to go over them. And don't forget, if you've got any new ones or got any that you'd like to share, then certainly send them in to me and I'll include them in the upcoming shows. It's good to share information. I can't stress that enough, because there might be something that we hear that we feed off from someone else's advice, someone else's tips, that potentially could save you in a tricky situation, or when something, you know, something goes wrong and you think, ha, I remember, Fair said, Stir said, you know, that kind of thing. It does help. I know, because I do it. So thank you guys for that. Do appreciate that.
Yeah, I think we learn a lot from each other.
Yes, we do. We do, exactly. And it's great that we've got a community that does love to share all their tips and tricks and what's going on. So we've got an amazing community. So hang on, let me do my cute little, where's my little, this is to all you guys, heart you all, and to Fair, heart you, I'm doing a little heart thing. So yeah. Alrighty. So that's our tips that we've gone over. So hopefully that will refresh all of the veterans and maybe give some of the new people some ideas of things to look into. Now, how has your week been, Fair? What have you been doing? I'm looking at the show notes and I can see you haven't been busy. You're always busy. Look at that. What have you been doing? I know what you've been doing, because you may have done a ding just recently. Did I lose you? Have I lost her? Have I lost me? Am I still here? I think I've lost. No, you're here?
Did you lose me?
Yes, I lost you. That's okay. You're back. I was having a heart attack. I was waiting for, like, everything of mine, because I thought, oh, no, Australian internet.
Oh, I think it's my fault.
Yeah. That's okay.
I was just saying that my pacifist had dinged 60.
Yay! Hang on. We'll do a little here.
Thank you.
There we go.
Yeah, she's the pacifist that I made after the launch of Shadowlands, mm-hmm. Specifically after I lost another pacifist, mm-hmm. During the first week of launch, by a critter kill, mm-hmm. credit. So I made another one at that point.
Yeah.
But I didn't really play her a whole lot at that point, because I had another passy who was a max level rogue in BFA, so I figured I'd push her on to 60. Mm-hmm. So I did that at the time. And I got back to this one. I did not really want to do nonstop archaeology all day and all night on her right away. Mm-hmm. So I decided I was only going to play rested with her, because that cuts the number of dig sites in half.
Yes.
That you need to do. So I took my time with her and did that, and dinged this past week. I forgot how much fun it was to have Druid doing archaeology with instant flight. So nice. It's handy dandy.
Mm-hmm.
She mostly dug her stuff in Kalimdor, as is my usual mm-hmm. tendency.
Yeah.
She, I'm surprised, I looked at my playtime, very low for me, for a passy, or for anyone really, 4 days, 9 hours.
Wow. Wow. Nice. Congrats. That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't normally keep track of that stuff very much, but I thought I'd check on her.
Yeah.
Just curious, because my other ones have many long hours of playtime. Mm-hmm. Usually I end up chatting and doing all kinds of stuff. I try to avoid doing that on this one. So. We don't know how many chat hours I've logged.
Sorry about that. All of a sudden, my net dropped, and then it came back, and I thought everything was okay. And then Twitch just went, round crash. So, yeah. Probably a koala. Drop bear. This is the drop bears.
Yeah, right.
They're doing it. You gotta watch those drop bears. Okay. All right, so... sorry, apologies. So yes, go back to, so I was saying, Grats on your passy, your new passy that dinged. And then what else have you been doing?
Okay, the other thing I've been spending time on is chest hunting and holiday quests on my druid, Fariona. Mm-hmm. I call her my threadbare druid after the last time I was on. Somebody coined the term. I like it. She, at the time I was leveling her, I didn't have access to Threads of Fate.
Mm-hmm.
I do now as it happens, but this tune has no desire to go there. So
yep.
She's going to take the slow road, and she's now 55.
Okay.
About a third of the way to 56. She'll get there
mm-hmm.
without going through the maw. And it's just a matter of flying around and doing holidays
mm-hmm.
and chess. So it takes some time, but yeah. I have patience. I talked about patience mm-hmm. earlier. I don't know if you've ever gotten a thing from a Blinktron to give a medal of patience.
Yes.
It's like an item that sells for a gold.
Yeah.
No, keep the gold. I put that thing in my bank.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure I look at it from time to time.
Yes.
Well deserved in her case.
Nice.
She's my oldest tune, my oldest iron.
Okay.
She's, you know, been an iron champion for many expansions.
Mm-hmm.
She's patient.
Yeah.
So, as I mentioned, I did, in fact, get Threads of Fate opened up
nice.
From my regular.
Congrats.
Eventually. Mm-hmm. So I have some scouts over there messing around earning the world quests and stuff.
Okay.
This past couple, 3 weeks since then, I've actually continued on with that regular druid. And this is surprising for me because I don't usually play regulars, but mm-hmm. my partner who leveled with me to 60 has continued with me going through the Night Fae campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And with the eventual goal of being able to fly sometime this expansion,
mm-hmm.
since I have missed that boat the last couple of expansions.
Yeah.
I would like to do that. And I'm surprised I'm actually enjoying that Night Fae storyline very much.
Excellent.
Yeah. I've gotten a couple things I really like. She got a unicorn mount, which is really pretty.
Nice.
And she found her soul shape of choice, which is a bear.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a bear.
Nice.
And just going along, getting pretty much to the end of this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. She should be in good shape when patch hits. We'll keep going with that.
Yeah. Awesome. Congratulations. Sounds like you have been super busy, which is really good. Yeah.
My thanks to my friend who has a hunter and her pets killed all the things.
Mm-hmm.
I go into resto when I need to.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I moonfire things because that's all I can fire off before the hunter pets kill everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, there is a good thing with, you know, the hunters is just kind of like tag it and then it's like it's dead. Okay,
yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So got it, right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it sounds like that you've had a very busy week. So thank you for sharing. And my internet is going stupid again. Let's see if it's going to crash. Waiting for it. If I've got to piece this episode together. I'm waiting for it. Is it back? Or did it drop? I'm waiting. No? It's just buffering? Because on my end, it's such a not good picture. Okay. I think... I feel like I'm massively, like, 2 minutes behind. I'm looking at myself on my screen here. And I'm like, I did that, like, a minute ago. So, yeah. Anyway. All right, we're back. We didn't lose. Anyway, that's the main thing. Okay, it's one of those days, so I think we'll just try and get this done as much as we can. All right, so for me, I did manage to get some playtime in last night, so yay, which was good. I took my little Passy Lita D, which is my fourth pacifist. She dinged level 40, so I got two levels on her. So nice. I had her over in Hearthfield. So I decided that I would go around Heartlands again, because, you know, Heartlands is such a place that brings so many good memories, because, you know, I spent a lot of time there on my first pacifist champion that ding. So I thought I'll go round and, you know, get some of the flowers and get some of the ore and, you know, just do that. And I hit 39 and was still in rested, which was kind of cool. And then I stopped the rested and I was out of it rested and I was like, oh, okay. And then I was getting 1350 on rested over there, and then about 625 not rested. So I had this thought of, I'm just going to pop back to Dunmore. I just wanted, because I couldn't remember, and I knew you'd gone to sleep there. So I was like, it's no use me messaging, because I was like, I can't remember if it dropped down significantly. So I thought, well, I'll go back to the other hunting area that has always been a really good place for me, is, you know, Dunmore. So popped over there, I picked a silver leaf and I got 50 XP, and I was like, yeah, okay. So at this stage she's level 39 and I'm like, oh, this, and I'm going, I do not want to touch archaeology on her until I'm at least 50, because we know there's going to be a lot of archaeology in her future.
You'll have plenty of time
to do that. So I'm trying to do the whole, you know, pick the easy quests or just go herb and mine, and that, you know, let's hang off on archaeology for the moment.
Did you do the easy stuff on your farm in Pandaria?
Yes. Yes, so okay, I did all
the
that.
That are easy. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I've got two that haven't got, you know, like occupied soil.
It's things, yes.
Yeah. It's got to the point now that it's just like there's like five or six of them that all have, you know, little things that are moving, or the. Yeah. If I click on this, the bird's going to come down. And it's just like, no. Giving me a huge amount of XP. So after Dunmore, I thought, you know what? How about, because I did have threads activated, I thought, no, let's go back to Stormwind and we will head over to, I thought, BFA content. And I thought, well, where is the best place to go for herbing and mining? And I remember Stormsong Valley is so pretty. There's some bad spots, but there's quite a few good spots. So I thought, no, let's go to Stormsong. So I went back to Chromie and said, no, let's bring me back to present. Because I'm 39, I'll head there, you know, that'll be fine. It says I can go over there from, I think Stormsong said from 35 to 50. So I thought, no, let's go. Let's just go over there. And I did the couple questions where I went and spoke to what's his name? Anduin. And went down to talk and hand into Jaina, and she gave me the option, you've heard this before, because I know if you click on the other one, I'm going to be stuck on the goddamn boat. So, but there was a moment when I hit the, yes, I've heard this before, I just want to be at, you know, go to Boralus, that when I clicked it and the loading screen came up, there was this moment where in the pit of my stomach, I was like, please don't put me on the boat because I am going to cry. So it didn't. I was in there. And so I did the, you know, the startup quests around Boralus to, you know, go talk to the fairy person, go see the. So I did all those and I got the upgrades for the profession stuff. And then I thought, right, let's head up to Stormsong. So I did that, and I was flying around, getting some XP, and just, you know, just getting some flight paths, and just chilling and having a good time. And then I hit 40. So I came back to Stormwind, and I got the next upgrade on her riding, flying, the faster flying. So so that's where I've left her. So I was happy about that. So we hit 40. So it's like, yay. So I've done something this week. So yay.
Absolutely.
Alrighty. Well, that's been my week. That was most of my playtime. It was last night. So that's it. Alright. Where's my bumper? Let's do this one.
Freaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
Okay, so we have got some news. So we know, we have heard that patch 9.1 is coming onto the PTR soon. I can't remember if they gave a date, but all exciting. There's much to be had with the things that are happening with the PTR. Not going to delve too much into it because at the moment, until PTR goes live and things, you know, we know things change. But if anyone's doing PTR when it becomes live, let us know. You know, if you're testing stuff out, let us know. We'll be interested to see how that goes. So, so there's always things that can be tested challenge-wise. And we'd love to know if people are doing it and how it's going. So, yeah. The other thing I've got is Spreadshirt. I'd mentioned last week, Spreadshirt has got a 15% off everything in the store until the end of today. It's been on for the last couple of days. So if you want something, you know, then certainly pop over there and anything, there's all sorts of things that you can get if you're so inclined. I know, Fair, you've got your cute little what is it,
pacifist mug and tote bag,
yes, very, which are very, very cute. And again, thank you to Russ, Mr. Bride 01, for designing that stuff. We do appreciate it. It's so cute. Was so happy with the designs for that. Alrighty. Now, I'm going to mention it here. I'll also mention it a little bit later as we're closing the show. But I just want to let you know that next week there will be no show. So I will be back on May the 1st for a show. So we're going to skip a week, which... just wanted to let you know that in the next couple of months, I will be doing this where I'll be taking off some weeks, because, well, for those that aren't sure, yes, I get married in like 7 weeks' time, so there's lots of wedding things that need to be sorted and some family stuff. So I have decided that we will be doing some, not a show every week, so not necessarily every 2 weeks, but yeah, there will be there will be some weeks I won't be here. I'll let you know when they are. So it's just, there's things to do. I've I've got so much to do that's for the wedding. So a lot of the big stuff. It's all the small stuff, the stuff that really takes time. So yeah. So that will be happening, but I will be back. So no show next week. I'll be back for a show on May 1st. Alrighty. Now, the other thing that I did want to mention is because I am getting married next week, my mother and sister are throwing me a bridal shower. Very exciting. I've never had one. This is very exciting. Yeah. So, obviously, you guys can't come. I'm not streaming it or anything like that. But one of the things that I had asked to my mother and my sister was for any of the guests that if they could bring their favorite recipe. So I've got this cute little recipe binder. For those of you that don't know, I love to cook, I love to bake, I love to make things. So I've asked people to bring their recipes, and I was thinking about it the other day and I thought, you know what, I would love if you guys wanted to contribute a recipe, a favorite recipe, to put into my recipe collection, to so either I can make it for Execute or he can make it for me, whichever. That would be fun. So if you've got a recipe that you would love to share with me, then certainly send it in. You can send it to either the podcast at wowchallenges.com email, or send it to leetawow@gmail.com. Or let me know and I can, you know, tell you where to send it through. But, you know, having some recipes from you guys, from the community, would be awesome to add to my collection, and from around the world. So it would mean a lot from me, and to put it into the recipe book that I've got for Execute and myself. That would be awesome. So if you can find some time for those that would like to do that, I'd appreciate it. Okay. So other than that, that's all I have to say about that. Okay. That's that part. And it doesn't have to be, it can be sweet, it can be savory, it can be like whatever your favorite recipe is. I love recipes. So I'm open. If you've ever, you guys haven't seen my bookcase, just with my recipe books. Yeah, I've got a few. Okay, now let's do this one.
This just in, it's chit chat.
Chit chat time. Okay, so we like to start this off with this fabulous little bumper. So here it is.
It's Ezzy's pun.
Alrighty, fair. What did Azzy send us?
Okay, from Azzy. My wife said, I can think of 14 reasons to leave you, plus your obsession with tennis. I replied, that's 15, love. That's great.
That's cute. That's cute. Awesome. Thank you, Azzy. That's a good one. Alright, so Dave sent one in. What do you call guys who love math? Algebros. Oh, Dave. Thank you. Alright. Okay, so we did get a question. I think was this... I can't remember. Was this on Discord? Can't remember. Anyway, do you want to do this one for me?
Oh, okay, yeah, I think it might have been from the forum. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Silith asked, I see there's a problem with the armory. Is there a level that I cannot go over before I add my character to the challenges? And Zaya replied, Green Man and Working Man must be registered before level 20, but also noted that both are not working at the moment on the wowchallenges.com site. All other challengers have no upper limit for when you can register, although I'm not sure that you could register at max level.
Okay.
The Tin Man, however, must register below level 30 unless the toon has already died.
Yes, exactly. And great question. We haven't had that one, had something similar to that for a while, so thank you for that. And Zaya, thank you for taking care of that, the answers to that on the forums for us. We do appreciate that. But, you know, that's one of the things. We know the armory has been the last, in particular, the last, what, couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah, it's month? Been several weeks now.
It's been
at least a month.
It's been really horrible. Excuse me.
I have a tune that's still affected.
So. Yeah, about a month. It's, I think there's, Zaya has one that's, he hasn't been able to register because it's still not showing up. Excuse me, coffee. So we know armory is super, super bugged. This is Blizzard signs. I think we mentioned last week there was a forum post that's been done. Should be Nisi. It was in the show notes, I think, for, was it last week? Anyway, there is a thread. If you're experiencing, pop over there. We might get that link for that for this week's show notes as well. Just in case, you know, we need to, Blizzard needs to be able to fix this stuff. It's everything slow, which means it affects obviously our stuff. A lot of us, our stuff is being affected, but you know, if it's not showing up your tune, you can't add a tune. If the API is not picking it up, there's nothing that we can do on it. So so yeah, so we'll add the thread for the show note in this week's show note. So if anyone's got an issue, certainly, you know, let Blizzard know, and hopefully the more people that do, they will get this sorted ASAP. Nisi says she's hoping it'll be fixed by the time 9.1 goes live. That would be nice. We know there's a lot of little things that they really need to fix, so all we can do is do this, and certainly you can let Blizzard know by at least reporting, you know, that there's an issue and it's not showing up. So yeah, so thank you for that. All right, now this is one that Execute told me yesterday, the day before, I can't remember. It was so cute, I got a chuckle, and I wanted to share it with you guys. So this is from Execute. I got a PS5 for my little sister. That was a good trade.
Yep.
It was one of those that when he said it, I just completely burst out laughing. I was just like, yep. So that was good. So thank you, sweetie. Appreciate that one. That was a really cute one. All right. Okay. So I think we have covered all the things and stuff, I think. All right, I think we can wrap it up. Our thank yous to the Iron Elite. Would you like to take that for me, please, Beth?
Sure. Yeah, I want to acknowledge and thank all of the Iron Elites who support us, in all the various ways that can be supported.
Yes.
Much appreciated. Alejandras, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Fair, Gaslin, Grand Negus, Iron Brittle, Chris W, Laren Ramar, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Ms. Miggy, scrolling. Marist Charming. I probably messed that up, sorry. Nissi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swingcat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wainema, Zaya, and Swartz. Thank you.
We do. Thank you so much, guys. And, oh, thank you to Anonymous Cheerer for the 100 bits. Thank you. It's very sweet. Yeah, again, Annalise, thank you for all your support. We do greatly appreciate it, as much as we appreciate all support from all of you in whatever form that it gives, with being here in the chat room, liking things, just the support that's given through the community, through WoW community and our WoW challenges. So thank you guys. We heart you a lot, so thank you so much. So again, Stonestar and myself want to thank our fabulous mods who help out tirelessly. Really, guys, appreciate so much. I know I'm a lot MIA at the moment because, you know, there's IRL is there's a lot going on. So I appreciate the fact that our wonderful mods are here taking care of things. So thank you so much to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya. Thank you so much. Thank you also to our Code Wardens, Elki, Fim, Neptime, and Belle. And also to you guys in the chat room for hanging out with my crappy internet today. Thank you for hanging out. We do appreciate that. So the big hearts on the screen, the big cute smiley heart there, that is so that's for you guys. So thank you so much. All right, so a reminder, no show next week. So I will be back on Saturday, May the 1st at 7 p.m. Eastern. So if you've got any extra tips that you want to send in that we were discussing, you know, then certainly please feel free to send them in. If you have got a recipe that you would love to share that I can put in the recipe binder for myself and Execute, we would love some recipes from the community. It would be awesome. It would be greatly treasured in my little binder. I meant to get it, bring it over here so you guys could see. It's so cute. But yeah, so for those that would like to, then we would appreciate that. So thank you. All right, now don't forget where you can find us is wowchallenges.com. That is the website over there. You can find all of our information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. Appreciate the YouTube comments that get left on about things that I have to go in and delete. I don't know if you saw that one this morning, Nisi. It's okay, I took care of it, but really appreciate those. They seem to pop up every now and again. Yeah, like spammy. It's all spammy crap. It's like, really? They've got nothing better to do, I'm guessing. I did take care of it fairly early this morning when I was like, why have I got a comment on the YouTube? Okay. Yep. Let's go delete that. Alrighty. So yes. So all the information there. Don't forget you can download the episode through Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. Like I said, if you want to contact the show or email me, you can certainly send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. If you've got a recipe, you can certainly send it to this email or send it to my email, which is letawow@gmail.com. Or let me know, okay? And or let the mods know, like whichever, and we will give you that information if you need it. All right, Fair, where can we find you, please?
Well, I'm on Discord, that's Fair. don't worry if you don't see me as logged on. I'm probably there anyway. And I'm in game frequently in the guild on Warm Rest Accord US Alliance side.
Exactly. And if you want to find me, the easiest is normally, if not Discord, you can certainly find me on Twitter. I am at LetaWow, which is LetaWow. All right. Our last thank yous to our fabulous, what would I say, our sound music men. Can I call them that? Sound music men. Anyway.
Yes. A big thank you to Mr. Bright One for our wonderful intro, which always makes me smile.
It does.
You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright One. And also sending a big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as on the Frozen Nerds podcast.
That's it. Exactly. Yes, get me coffee. I've only had three. It's only 10. It's 10:15. So, you know, I've had three. I'm about to start my fourth, so yeah. You would think I would be awake. The brain is still not quite functioning. Alright. Well, on that note, again, don't forget guys, next week. Not here, we'll be back on May 1st for a show. So for everyone next week, please stay safe. Fair, thank you so much for today. Also, I don't know if you guys realize, that's Fair's new tune that just dinged. She's so cute. Look at her. With the feathers and the hair. She's... looks really good. So yeah, we got to use the new picture today, which was very exciting. I'm always excited when I get new pictures to use with you guys, because it's like I've always got the stock standards. Like, I pick this one. It's like, you know, first coming on, okay, use this one. Nisa's coming on, use this one. Chris comes on, use this one. You know, so it's nice to go, here's a new one. It's like, yay, this is fun. So yeah.
Celebrate her dinging 60.
She did. And again, congratulations. That's awesome. You've so proud and so happy for you that you've got another one. Another one, which is amazing.
Yep.
Yes. All right, guys. Well, everyone, please, please stay safe both in-game and out. We will catch you in 2 weeks' time on May 1st, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Fair, you have a great evening playing.
Thank you.
Whatever you're going to be playing. And again, thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you all. Yeah. Glad to be here.
We will catch you in 2 weeks' time. Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.